Well Maps.
Where else? I bet you can't find this stuff on Spotify or anything like that either. CKUT. CKUT is where you're going to hear such noise. It's Well Maps. The song Midget Submarines off the first self-titled. And the intro, Don't Throw Ashtrays at Me. Also threw in a bonus there just before that, a bonus unreleased 45 that came with this deluxe double album reissue of Swell Maps. Heard the song Loin of the Surf, one of the bands that did an excellent job of fairly quickly migrating from British straight-up 77 punk into weirder territory. Always thought of them alongside, to some degree, bands like DNA and others, Mars, who cranked up the cacophony there in the late 70s. And a visit to the graveyard with Dead Moon, CKUT 90.3. It's a mean game, causing pain. You know I've got you on my brain. Just turn me cold. But I guess you feel my weaker side. Resistance, God, how I try. But I got it bad, I must confess. To tell the truth, I've done my best. So treat me like poison, even with the lights on. Guess I might as well be dead. Oh, I'm in a grave. Tried whiskey to ease your hits, made it worse, my life's a wreck. Pills are tempting up my pain, only brought visits to you again. I put the noose around my neck, but the way I feel, I'll probably break. Love must be an evil curse, I tried to fight, it just gets worse. So treat me like poison, even with the lights on. Guess I might as well be. Love is like an endless hell. What you do to me, you know too well. You won't give me the time. I'm on the firing line, convicted and disposed. You look, but eyes are closed. Guess I might as well be dead. Oh, I'm in a graveyard. I'm in a graveyard. I'm in a graveyard. I'm in a graveyard. Don't forget, if you hear Nick Cave on this show before 5 p.m., well, you will be hearing it before 5 p.m. at some point. Send an email if you want a pair of tickets for tomorrow, 3 p.m., to visit the Nick Cave exhibit at Théâtre Astral on St. Catherine and Blurry. It's ending in a couple of weeks, so if you haven't seen it or if you've seen it and love it and want to see it again, when you hear Nick Cave, email admin@ckut.ca.
Chez Élections Québec, on note que les gens votent de moins en moins. Alors pour inverser la tendance, on fait l'inverse de ce qu'on ferait normalement. Normalement, on aurait essayé ben ben fort d'attirer votre attention. Mais pour faire l'inverse, on va essayer pas fort, pas fort. Encore moins fort que ça. Comme ça. Et c'est peut-être en essayant vraiment pas fort d'attirer votre attention qu'on va justement réussir à attirer votre attention. Ouh, ça c'est fort. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations The Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
Day Glow Abortions, they're acting like Black Sabbath, 1987 or so. They burst out onto the Canadian alternative music scene, as we used to call it back then, and be like, whoa, what the hell? Of course, from their first album, Fetus a Fetus, with good old Ronald Reagan and his wife Nancy Reagan right there on the cover, famously catering to the religious right back then and all against abortions, hence the Day Glow Abortions. Had a death sentence prior to that, Dawn of the Dead. If you get the theme here, well, here, Exit Death by Scum and Dead Moon from In the Graveyard, Graveyard. Deja Voodoo will be telling you right here about their graveyard shift on Montreal Sound Arc and CKUT 90.3. Shift.
that in time. Air is gold, sweat is wine. We are possessed, 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 we are.
Stranger than myself for the bones below. The map of desire burned in your slave, even a fool can come, a stranger to stare, and find a rope hanging there. Stranger than kindness, these rain like heaven's hair. There is no home, there is no bread. We sit at the gate and stretch. The gone fruit of passion dies in the light.
Burned in your slave, burned
could sit and find a rope hanging there. Stranger than kindness, he's rained my head and tear. There is no home, there is no bread. We sit at the gate and stretch. The gone fruit of passion dies in the light.
Esto es únicamente una prueba. 1, 2, 1, 2.
In Montreal.
CKUT. All the rhythms, all the music, all the time.
90.3 FM.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
So the pandemic actually revealed to us how toxic our idea of normal has been, because it showed us the desperate need for human connection that we all have. But this is in a culture that has been isolating and atomizing individuals for a long time, where loneliness has been an epidemic for decades.
We spend the hour with the acclaimed Canadian physician Gabor Maté, author of the new book, The Myth of Normal: Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. We'll talk to him about his childhood as a Holocaust survivor from Hungary, the surge of addiction and suicide in the United States, as well as healing and the need for the medical and educational communities to rethink how trauma is addressed.
When you isolate people, atomize them, you make them feel guilty or weak for their illness and tell them to get over their trauma.